Since the advent of Christ, the Greco-Roman world has experienced three transformations. The first was the shift from idolatry to the worship of the true God of the Bible. The second was the great schism between East and West, followed by the fragmentation of the Latin Church by the Protestant Reformation. The third was the annihilation of sacred monarchy, replaced by democracy, a euphemism for Jewish rule, whose oligarchy was established by Paul Warburg of Kuhn Low Bank, the U.S. agent for the consolidation of the Rothschild Empire in America. Western civilization is now undergoing what I call the Great Transformation, holding within its grasp the makings of a one-world government fully under the command of international Jewry. Globalization, whose levers of world trade are governed by Jewish finance, has been engineered by global Jewish groups, as I've proven time and again, into a visual, social experience throughout what was once known as Christendom. Go to Sweden, and you're in sub-Saharan Africa. Seattle brings you to Saudi Arabia and New Delhi. Go to Belgium, and you're in Tunisia. And in Minneapolis, you'll swear you're in Somalia. This great transformation not only includes the blurring of national distinctiveness, but a muddying of gender, race, and natural ability via affirmative action laws promoted by the American Jewish Committee and the World Jewish Congress beginning in the 1960s. Other Jewish-led groups, namely the Anti-Defamation League and the American Federation of Teachers, actively promote homosexuality in our public schools, targeting the young, impressionable minds of kindergarten through fourth grade children. Both Foxman and Weingarten would be behind bars if they tried to pull this off in Orthodox Christian Russia, which just passed a law forbidding targeting children with homosexual propaganda. But in the once Christian West, the blurring of gender and natural distinctiveness brings only one highly organized race, international Jewry, bound together by a semi-religious memory as masters over the clueless masses. And once Jewry neutralizes the last vestiges of military and nuclear opposition in Syria, Iran, and Pakistan, the Zionist program of world domination will be reached. Pax Romana fell due to unrestrained government spending, misrule, immorality, and mass immigration. Pax Americana is putrefying in the same decay and dissolution. Pax Judaica is only a hair's breadth away.